There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he
it's the great Karen Carpenter. Home for the holidays. You're home listening to us, and we are grateful. We are grateful. Welcome to the third and final hour of our little vaudevillian adventure called Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on various home apps. I'm Jace with Lex. And only four more days, I can say, with Dawn McClain.
No!
Mm-hmm. Oh, audience, don't worry. She's just going to noon to three.
Yeah.
I mean, she's...
There's just one girl that listens.
So listen.
I'm so sorry.
That's right. She's fine.
Those are our listeners.
I know. Lex and I will still be here.
Come on. They're the show.
Oh, wow. She's sad about that, too, Lex. Maybe we should Huckleberry Finn our asses out of here. Yeah.
No, exactly.
It is time for, a little bit later in the show, we're going to celebrate the very best of Dawn McClain and her contributions to our show with another best of segment. But right now, it's actually more Dawn McClain.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I the asshat?
Part two.
Okay, so when I was reading this one last night, I just was laughing so hard at the comments. This is a real fun one. It's not really anything that's super serious involving, you know, stepkids or any type. Yeah. So it's about banana bread. Okay?
Tis the season.
Yes. Yeah. Am I the asshat for not letting my husband have any of my banana bread anymore? It's a 29-year-old woman. She says, whenever I have bananas that are close to going bad, I like to make them into banana bread. I make really, really good banana bread. However, my husband, a 31-year-old male, has this complex about eating baked goods with edges. He always has to eat the middle brownie or slice of cake, etc. So when the banana bread is cool enough to cut into, my husband goes in and cuts out the middle 2 inches to eat. He won't touch any other part of the bread.
No.
I don't mind eating the ends, but I never get to eat the middle, which is, in my opinion, the tastiest part. Yep. And worse, it causes the rest of the bread to dry out within a day, which I have to eat alone because my husband won't touch the remains of his pillage.
The remains of his pillage? That's the best line.
Keep in mind, I'm the one doing all the work to make this bread as well as all the cleanup. I've asked my husband not to do this, but he doesn't seem to care. So I just made a banana bread. And when he asked me if it was done, I informed him he isn't allowed to have any if he can't start cutting from the end like a civilized person. I've been living with his banana bread shenanigans for years, and I've had enough. My husband says I'm being ridiculous. Am I the asshat? 651-641-1071. Also, it says, my husband has seen this post and we had a good laugh at how almost everyone took my side, much to his surprise. No guarantee he'll be changing his ways in the immediate future, but I've been given a lot of good tips on how to get revenge, so we'll see down the line.
Oh!
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is she the asshat for not letting him have any more banana bread?
651-641-1071. Call us right now. No, she's not. That's so rude. I don't care if you are husband and wife, if you're roommates, if you're roommates, I think it's even ruder. But you can't do that. That's not fair. Even if it is banana bread, you're being inconsiderate, as Tracy would say. You're being very inconsiderate. Lex?
No, I don't think she's the asshat. It's her banana bread. Do what you want with it. Although, I think maybe when she gets to a middle slice, she can give him one. How about that? I mean, is there a compromise in this? At all?
Sure. There's a banana bread compromise.
Maybe that's what she just does. You just wait till I get to the middle of the bread, and then you can get a slice. But other than that, it's mine.
I made it.
Yes. And if you want it, husband, you make your own banana bread.
Yes. If you want just the squishy middle, you make your own.
I mean, it is the best part. It's the best part of any pizza is the middle.
Oh, and if you're making a pan of cinnamon rolls, you want that middle one.
You want that squishy middle one.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Crying girl, how do you feel about this? Okay, well, we'll check in with you a little bit later.
I actually love the edge of anything. I love the edge of the brownies. I love the edge of the cake.
It'd be perfect.
So we'd be a perfect match.
Yes. I like pizza crust. I know a lot of people in my life that don't. Colin doesn't eat pizza crust. I think the crust is the best part.
Right.
But anyway.
All right.
With a good dipping sauce. Who do we have on our rotary phone, Dawn?
All right. We have Mary first. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show. Is she the asshat for...
100%. No way. I am a baker.
Yeah.
I will make a pan of brownies. I will come out. My husband will have eaten the entire edge around the entire pan.
We order
a pizza. He takes the entire edge. I have to order pizza pie cut so that somebody else might get a little bit of an edge.
Oh, my God.
Mary, you're fighting over the edges.
If I make a pan of bars, I have to hide them. Because they're for company, but he's drawn a pattern with them.
Oh my gosh! So it's just like the little, like he just cuts the little edge off, like maybe a half an inch.
The whole pan of the brownie,
yeah,
the entire pan.
Oh, Mary,
inch around.
Mary, he's making a crop maze in your brownies.
Well, he doesn't anymore. I'm telling you that much. You don't know where those brownies are.
Mary, you just smell them, but not taste them.
That's right.
That's punishment enough.
Yeah.
I love a good baker. What's your specialty? What do you love that you bake?
I bake 7 kinds of Christmas cookies. Oh. The recipes are from the 1800s, and I make 120 dozen of them for my brothers and sisters.
120 dozen?
And he doesn't know where they are.
Oh, my God. Do you have a storage unit somewhere?
They're hidden on the deck in a cooler. He hates being cold, so he's not going out there.
Oh my God, Lex is doing the math.
Lex, how many cookies is that?
He's making 1,440 cookies.
It sounds more than it is.
Wow.
No, it's over 1,000. Mary, it's over 1,000 cookies.
Over 1,000 cookies.
How many do you make again? How many dozen?
120 dozen.
120 dozen.
Oh, my gosh. And they're from the 1800s.
The late 1800s, the recipes are. So they're really thin. It's easier than you think.
I know,
but a lot more cookie than you think.
I'm coming to your patio and grabbing some of those cookies.
Yeah, find the cooler, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
Love you guys.
All right,
love
bye.
You. Bye, sweetie.
Okay, Dawn. We have Dawn on line 2.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's the asshat here?
She is not the asshat.
Okay.
But, however, I have a baking tip.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
Okay. So those ends of the loaf of the bread that nobody likes to eat.
Yeah.
You put those in your cookies and your brownies and your whatever, and it absorbs all the moisture. So the actual thing that you bake stays fresh.
Oh my God.
Are you
kidding? The container, not crumple it up and put it in the batter.
No, just put the whole piece of the end bread. I mean, it doesn't have to be the end bread, but that's the one in my house that nobody eats.
Yep.
Yeah. And every two days, if you know, however long your cookies last or cake or whatever, just switch it with a fresh one and it dries out and your baked goods don't.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandma used to do that. That's such a good tip.
Thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Sure.
Thanks. What is up with us? We have laundry tips in hour one.
We have life hacks today. Live my best life.
I don't know what she meant. You explain it to me in Alexa speak or Jason speak. What's she talking about?
Lex, explain
it. Yeah, my grandma used to always do this, and I do it down too. So you bake,
yeah,
and then in the container, you take your leftover bread that you're not going to eat, or it could be any slice, but she was saying like the ends that her family doesn't eat.
Yeah.
You just put it in the container, and it will dry out, but your cookies or your baked goods won't.
The moisture will be attracting to the bread that you have in there instead of, let's say you made sugar cookies, Dawn, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay? You made sugar cookies. You put them in a Tupperware container.
Okay.
But then you made brownies like 2 weeks ago that MC ate the crust,
mm-hmm.
and now you just have dried-ass brownie pieces.
Sure.
Big chunk. You put those dried pieces of brownie in your container with the cookies, and it'll help suck up the moisture.
No. You don't take your old crusty brownies and put them with your cookies. It's just you change it with bread. You put another piece of bread in. Or you put bread in your brownie container so it doesn't dry out. You don't take your old brownies.
Oh my God, we might need to talk about this more.
What?
I don't know.
What did she say?
Wait.
You bake something. Brownies, cookies,
start
bread.
From the beginning. What are we doing?
I'm starting
from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
Banana bread. Anything. Okay, you make your banana bread, right?
Yes. Okay,
Put it in like a container so that you don't want it to dry out to keep it nice and moist. What helps to keep it moist, because it will absorb it will dry out before the actual bread is, you put an actual piece of bread in there.
Oh.
And then that will dry out. And then in a couple days, maybe if you haven't finished your banana bread, you could put another piece of just regular any bread. It could be the end cuts. That's what Dawn was talking about, because her family doesn't like to eat them. So she uses them to keep her baked goods fresh.
Okay, I see.
Okay. I think that's what I said.
You said to take your old brownies out and put them in your dry brownies and put them into your fresh, because that will absorb it. Or is that what you meant?
That's kind of what I... No, I mean, that's not what I meant. Okay. I think I'm not confused anymore.
We might need to talk about this tomorrow.
Okay. Let's give Susan the last word on this. Just so we don't end with this. Yeah.
Hi, Susan.
You get the last word.
I think that she needs to buy one of those pans that make smaller loaves. You can get one that they make smaller loaves, like four of them. He can have two, and he can do whatever he wants with them. And then she keeps two for herself, and she can cut them the way that she wants to. Oh. Then there's no complaining.
That's a great compromise.
Yeah, that's a great compromise. See,
but he's still the ass hat.
Susan. Exactly. Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Now, before we go, Fear Dumpster just gave me a tutorial, posted a tutorial to the three of us about that tip, of putting bread with your cookies.
Oh, good.
I didn't understand Lex, but now it's in words in front of me in black and white. I think I understand.
Okay. Is it more of is it a picture?
Maybe we'll take the post and put it in our show link so that everyone can enjoy.
Let's do that. The
thing, right?
I feel so
because
dumb.
This might be replayed later.
It might be
over the holidays.
When I'm here by myself. Yeah. wait, I have Grant. It's the dude show. Okay, I think I understand. We're gonna take a break. The dirt alert's next.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the place. It's time for the Dirt Alert and Dawn McClain. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Kiki Palmer, she hosted SNL this weekend, and she had a big surprise for the audience. I will play the clip here for you, and hopefully it'll be apparent what's going on.
There's some rumors going around. People have been in my comments saying Kiki's having a baby. Kiki's pregnant. And I want to set the record straight. I am. I got to say, though, it is bad when when people on the internet spread rumors about you, y'all. But it's even worse when they're correct. I'm trying so hard to keep it on the down low because I got a lot of stuff going on. You know, people kept coming up to me, congratulations. I'm like, shh, can y'all stop? I got a liquor sponsorship on the line. Let the check clear, then we can get to the damn baby shower.
She had a really cute suit on, and she just flipped that suit open and showed her bare baby bump there. Very cute.
I love Kiki so much.
Yeah, yes. She is really, really cute. Okay, so another actor passed away this weekend. Personally, for me, sad because he was a big part of Twin Peaks. The one-armed man, his name is Al Strobel.
Oh.
Dead at the age of 83. One of the producers of the show, Sabrina Sutherland, who's worked with David Lynch on a lot of projects over the years, she went on Facebook and said, I'm sad to have to post that Al Strobel passed away last night. I loved him dearly. No cause of death was provided, but no other details. But, you know, I mean, he was 83, so it could be a number of things. Yeah. So that's what he's best known for, is being the one-armed man from Twin Peaks. If you want to know why he had one arm, he had to cut off that arm because it was possessed by a character named Bob.
Oh, Bob. Oh.
So if you never
in the TV series.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Because he really was like his arm was like that, right? Or did I just make that up?
I don't believe so. I think that was I think that was hidden within his. You could always kind of tell it was like way down by his waist, and it was a very puffy jacket he had on always.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I think he really had two arms.
Okay.
Yeah. Why did that take me so long to say two arms?
It's okay.
I'm still thinking about the bread and cookie thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so here's some better news. Robert Pattinson, famously paired with... what's her name?
She plays Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. You know, we always think of him with Kristen Stewart. Well, he has been dating Suki Waterhouse, who is Bradley. All I want to say is trainer right now.
Cooper.
Guys, what's wrong with me? Bradley Cooper's ex. He has a child with her. So he is a couple with her, and they made their red carpet debut. There was a fashion show in Giza, Egypt on Saturday, and they were there together as a couple.
Ooh,
he likes
la.
To keep his private life private. I think she does too, but is this the kiss of death for them?
Bradley Cooper's baby's mom is Irina Sheik. But they did date after they broke up.
All right.
He was with Suki.
I'm just firing on all cylinders today with this dirt alert. So
I bet he's good nookie.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there. I would say that.
He's very kind. He was here for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
What I love about him
quinoa.
I know you did.
You served him quinoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking about Bradley Cooper or Robert Pattinson?
No, Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought, so Jason, just to be clear, are you talking about good
Nookie? I think Bradley Cooper is good with Nookie.
Oh, I see.
Robert Pattinson, I don't know.
You know, he doesn't take himself too seriously when it comes to acting. That's what I love about him. I love, the actors that are really method and all of that. But it's refreshing to have someone who is so good say, I don't know what's going on in this script.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in Tenet. Remember, he was like, I haven't been working out since we stopped filming for, because of COVID. In the middle, he had to stop filming. And he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. He was playing Batman as well. And he's like, because I'm real lumpy right now. And he also said when he was filming Tenet to his co-star, like he had to ask him what's going on in this script. And David Washington had to kind of, he actually was like, is that what you thought is happening? He's like, what is happening?
Oh, man.
So that kind of stuff just cracks me up about him. And he does such a good job pretending that he knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
And he speaks French. Does that help?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't hurt.
That does help. Okay. I think he would be good.
Okay. All right. He'd probably be fun. I'll say that.
Yeah. He'd be adventurous.
So for some reason, you can grab Madonna's 80s VMA. It's up for auction right now. And
Did she only win one?
Well, this is the...
Oh, I was going to say. Okay.
This is her fourth number one hit. It's from her album True Blue. It is... What's in the title? Oh.
Where's the Party? True Blue. Cherish. Papa Don't Preach. Live to Tell. Open Your Heart. I've listed basically every track from that album.
It is Papa Don't Preach. Don't Preach.
Okay. Well, Papa Don't Preach here.
Please.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're celebrating the best of Dawn McClain because she's leaving
Which
us as a Friday. No, it was the best. She's leaving Friday, but we're going to have the best of Dawn when we return. Stay with us, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and MyTalk1071.com. The 77th annual Santa Project Woo-hoo! Is happening right now.
77th. Benefiting Ronald,
that's right.
Wow.
Benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities, Lex. Bring a toy or gift to Hammernecks and New Hope during Lori and Julia taking place tomorrow. And we'll make sure they get to the kiddies and the families at Ronald McDonald House. You can also drop toys off at Hammernecks at St. Paul, in the St. Paul location, rather. Keyword Santa at mytalk1071.com. Go see Lori and Julia, people. Go see Lori and Julia. Welcome back to the show. So Friday will be the last day that our friend Dawn McClain will be a part of the morning show. She's going off to her own show with Bradley.
Yeah.
And it starts the 12th. So we thought it would be fun every day leading up to Friday, celebrating Dawn with some of the ways that she made us laugh over the years. And a lot of it were these pre-produced bits and their birthday pranks is really where you saw various sides of Dawn's talented Pentagon, acting, ad-libbing, tormenting strangers. You saw it all on display here. And this one's one of our favorites. It's just called Weed. And that's really all you need to know.
No,
Weed.
Hi, is this Haley?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Haley, it's Dawn McClain from Jason and Alexis. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so today's the day I'm going to prank your brother, Christopher. Tell me why you want to prank him. You guys just went on a road trip this summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to Colorado.
You went to Colorado. What happened?
Well, we went to Denver, and you know what happens in Denver. And, yeah, it was, I'm still a little fuzzy on some things, but I remember that I had a good time. And I want to prank my brother. I want to prank Christopher because we smoked some pot.
Yeah.
And he's paranoid about it. And I think he needs to calm down, but he won't because he left a little bag of pot in our rental car. And so he's freaking out about it. And I think it'd just be funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to call from the rental company, and I'll call your brother Christopher and say that we found some items of his in the car, okay?
Oh, that'd be so perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll bring you on at the end. Just hang out in the background and be quiet, all right? Let's call Christopher. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Christopher. Is this Christopher?
Yeah. This is Chris. Who's this?
Hey, this is Autumn. I'm calling from Rent-A-Car.
Oh, hey. Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. You turned in the car to us two days ago. Wait, what is today? Today's Tuesday, so you turned it in Sunday.
Yeah.
I work so much. So I was working the Sunday shift, and you turned in the car, and I found like this stuff. I found like first like an external hard drive for your computer.
Oh, Oh no, thank you. Oh yeah. My gosh. I thought I left that at the hotel.
Yeah. No, we've left it. It was under the seat. So, and then I found something else that I thought, well, I found a couple of things. One thing was this bag of gummy bears. And I was like, awesome, I'm so hungry. And so I ate one, and then I started, actually just ate one a little bit ago, too, because it made me feel really good. And I just went to the vending machine, and I got out some combos. I just ate Bugles, white cheddar Cheez-Its, some Sour Patch Kids, some white chocolate pretzels, a Yoo-Hoo, and then I just had a Code Red Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
it's really, and you know what? Then I realized what had happened, because I realized that, I'm going to, hold on. Let me look around and make sure nobody's listening. They're pot gummies.
I'm not sure that they might have been. I don't really know. I mean, I didn't really bring them in. I think that might have just fallen out of my friend's pocket. Like I didn't know.
Yeah.
That there was anything in there, but they might have been. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Come on, you don't have to lie to me. It's not legal in Minnesota to do that. You know, you can't bring it over state lines. And so our rental policy, when you signed it, it says you won't have anything like illegal drugs or weapons in there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I had no idea that there was, it must have been these buddies that we had with us. I don't really know about it.
It's cool, dude. I'm cool with it because obviously I ate some more today. So do you know what strain that was?
I don't do marijuana stuff. I really don't.
What
have
about
much idea is, about it?
But your friends, did they say they were buying some indica or sativa? Was it a blend? Was it like 60% sativa, 40% indica? Because at first I was like, wow, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. This is so great. And then I got real chill, like couch lock.
Huh. Yeah, I really don't know anything about it, but I hope you're all right. I just didn't know. I don't know what those are. I've never really heard of either of those strains.
Yeah.
So,
are you guys going back anytime soon? Are you guys like gonna go, I don't know, do another road trip? Because I really could use, I would love this. If I could have one of these every day, it would make my job so much easier. You know what I mean? You know?
I bet.
Yeah. So you can come and pick up the computer, the external hard drive. And then, like, I'm at this office today, the one where you dropped it off. But it's only today. I'm somewhere else tomorrow. I don't know where. I don't even know what time it is right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I would love to come pick that up. Yeah,
okay.
The hard drive.
The gummies, I only have a couple more. I'll give them back to you, but I just honestly kept eating them, so.
Oh, no, that's okay. You can have them. I don't really do that kind of stuff. That's not really my thing. So, yeah, you can. They're all yours.
Because most of the time, like, if we find stuff like that, we're supposed to call the cops.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't need to.
Yeah, well, maybe we can work something out instead. Like, maybe next time you go, you can bring me some back, and then I won't have to say anything.
I don't know. I don't really know where my friend got that. So I wouldn't know. I mean, there's a lot of places over there that you can get that kind of stuff, but I have never really done it myself, so I wouldn't know how to do it. You know, I don't know.
Whoa, have you ever leaned back in your chair really far?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, my manager wants to talk to you because I've been, hold on in just a second.
Okay.
Hey, Haley, why don't you tell your brother Christopher that he's been birthday pranked?
Happy birthday, Christopher!
Oh my God! Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
You're dead, Hales. I swear I'm getting you back.
Oh my gosh. So this is Dawn McClain from Jason and Alexis. She wanted to birthday prank you. So you're on the radio right now, but you have a very generic name, so I think it's okay. No one's going to know that you've been doing bad things in Colorado. So.
Oh, well, yeah. We were fine, really.
Yeah,
we
you didn't do anything. I understand. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a good sport, and happy birthday from Jason and Alexis on My Talk 107.1.
All right. Thanks.
The best of Dawn, the best of birthday pranks.
That's my favorite one.
I love that one.
Yeah. Just like, I was so annoyed I had to turn it off.
Do you have a favorite one, Dawn? I should ask you. I'm picking these just because of the notes that I took when, but.
I don't know.
I didn't know if one popped your head.
I was highly annoyed by that by myself, so I had to turn it down.
Oh, I love that one.
Turn my headphones off.
Oh.
I don't like to watch myself back
or listen to myself again.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, so. Same. Oh, I hear you on that.
I don't like it either. The only one that I like, the reason I asked this, because, like, for me, the out of the, I don't know, we probably did about 100 of those, the Lance de Havilland Colby Satan, the Halloween parade or whatever. I love that one. That's, like, one of the few that I actually like. But anyway, we're going to take a break when we come back. Prosthetic penis next. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. While her and my talk down the road on our app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn.
Howdy.
I had to take my ibuprofen.
Oh, what's up?
Just old?
Just old. I gotta tell you.
I get it.
I gotta tell you. My friend Michelle, Lex, you've met Mish. She's one of my high school five.
She's awesome.
That's my girl. I went to prom with her.
Oh,
she was the I've talked about her over the last, you know, throughout the show. She was the Montessori teacher. Now she's a social media whiz in Indianapolis, and she's just a great human being. But anyway,
that's what she was doing now.
Yeah, she works for a great company, and she handles social media accounts for various large corporations in Indianapolis.
Oh, and a great mom too.
Oh, she's an amazing, she has great stories too of being a parent of a teenager. But anyway, Mish posted something yesterday. I guess she was having some cricks and pains and joints and whatever. And she's like, ugh, nobody told me that after like 45, you know, it all goes downhill. And I started laughing. I'm like, yeah. So I have hardwood floors. So I wore some Birkenstocks yesterday as I was running around decorating my tree.
Sure.
I don't know what is up with my foot, but hashtag this is just, we'll just call this, we're old. Like the side of my left foot, I have like this pain that kept me up through a portion of the night. And I don't know what I did, but I'm like, oh God, I'm old. Like seriously, like what? What's up with us? Why the body just falls apart?
Is it like more
apart.
Of like a bruise? Is it inside outside? Because it could just inside. Be the straps. Oh,
like, yeah. I think I like strained something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Get some good house slippers.
Okay,
that's what we have.
A pretty penny too.
Yeah,
it's just.
It's worth it though.
Yeah,
go to Schuler.
It's just horrible.
That's
Schuler shoes. Yep. If you go there, they will fit you for a house shoe.
A house shoe?
It's pricey, but you will have less pain.
Okay.
It is so true. I just was there with my mom because, you know, when we come to visit, she wants to go to Schuler Shoes.
Yeah.
And I got fitted for a walking shoe, like an outdoor walking shoe.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's so much better. Oh, my gosh. I can feel the difference. Mm-hmm. Here's the other pair I bought.
Let me see. Oh, God. Lift your leg up. Oh, yeah. God, she's going to fall. Lex, don't fall. Lift your leg up, though.
We can't see it. It's
I can't
the
see it. You're,
you
gotta, you're little well, Lieutenant Dan bottom. Legs. Ah. I see him. I see him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hold up. I got to really lift my leg
here.
Do
the other side. This is hysterical. Oh now those are cute.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lex, hold on a minute. Hold your leg up.
There?
Hold on a minute.
I did.
Dang.
Wait.
Okay, my talkers, this is Alexis live on the air showing her boot. Dawn, say hi to social media. There we go.
Hey,
look at
hey.
That's
oh,
a cute boot, Lex.
That's my
Don't fall, girl.
Shula shoes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happens in the morning show.
You're welcome for the free advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Shula shoes, remember, Lex, that
well,
was...
I'm getting old. That was a workout right there.
Oh, speaking of getting old, how that did that was, feel?
Yeah.
Pretty good, Shula actually. Shoes is... I should do it more often.
Yeah.
There's a little good stretch once in a while.
Shuler shoes is the those are the folks that told me I have a giant big toe. Remember that teenager,
right.
Lex?
We were fitted for we were the breast cancer for, walks.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, this is years and years ago now.
Years ago. And there was a little 14-year-old just got his worker's permit. And he put my Fred Flintstone foot into a sizer.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he goes, "Sir, you want a fun fact? You want to hear something interesting?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "You'd be a size 13 if it was, or you'd be a size 12 if it wasn't for this big toe." And he proceeds to like touch me. He grabs my big toe like it's a circus peanut.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that fun fact, young man."
This isn't a prosthetic.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a big toe. Speaking of prosthetic. Yeah. Thank you. Perfect transition. This won't take long, but Theo James, who's on White Lotus.
Yes.
He plays the best friend, the douchey guy. And he was also in Divergent. You guys will know him from there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's naked a lot in this show. And especially like episode 2, you see his wang. And
in a very unique way, because you're also looking at butt cheek.
Yes.
So he's kind of turned, and it's a reflection in the mirror.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, they're really making it difficult for us.
Yes,
just show
Aubrey
it.
Plaza's character is kind of like, whoa. So it's actually between his legs from the back that you're seeing it.
Well, he told Jimmy Fallon on Friday's Tonight Show that that's a prosthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at the woman, because he's British. He goes, "I just want an average Joe one. Just give me an average Joe." She brought out a 9-incher. She brought out like a 9er.
Wow.
And he goes, he told Jimmy Fallon, he goes, "That's not average."
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So does that go over his own? Or
girl,
they
I don't know. I have so many questions.
Tape?
I don't, not duct tape.
Well, to tape it up?
I think like bingo card glue or something.
Bingo card glue.
What is that?
It's just a little bit. It's like Elmer's glue. Maybe
oh,
just a little
okay.
bit.
Spirit gum.
Spirit yeah. gum. A little caulking.
Temporary caulking.
Oh. But no, but yeah, so he's like, no. He goes, "Take that thing back." He goes, that's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He goes, "Just give me, you know."
Like average. Well, so how do you feel now? Because we spent a good segment or two on this.
I feel
episode,
cheated. I thought that was his.
Okay.
Cheated.
I still love the
real
show.
Breasts and
oh,
real...
not Theo Keith. I keep saying Theo. What's his
Theo
name?
James.
Theo James.
Yeah, I thought you said it too.
No, Theo Who's James. That? Theo Keith is a political reporter, but at my station. Yeah.
At your yeah. station?
Yes. Wonderful.
Oh God.
Yeah. Theo James. Thank you. Well, we're going to end on that.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's going to do it for us. If you're a kid listening and you're being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Wear whatever size you want.
Or none at all.
Or none at all. You please, oh please.
Yeah. Sometimes the Lord gives with both hands.
That's right. We love you. Have a great day. Don and Steve up next. Bye for now.